Solutions slip away. Wake up, customer platform. The tools are at your hand. No need to sleep on capabilities that can help your business stand. The answer's right before your eyes. You just need to realize. Wake up, customer platform, and watch your business rise.
Good morning, HubSpot Nation.
Oh my gosh. Wake up.
He actually slacked me. And but not
what did
in
he
enough
say?
Time that his PC's down, but it wasn't enough time for me to pull up the whole script.
What is he doing over there? Is he trying to power like an entire city with his computer or something?
This new location is has some flaws at this point.
Oh geez, my goodness.
How are you doing this morning, George?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I think I can, if you can filibuster for a second, I think I can jump over that I can share my screen.
That you can like because we don't have the way to share the screen right now, do we?
Mm-hmm.
So
just
I guess
filibuster
I'll just
for a second.
Start to do a dance or something and keep people entertained. See, this is what live shows look like, ladies and gentlemen. We you just never know if there's gonna be technical difficulties or not.
All right.
That was quick.
Thank you.
My goodness.
Well, I had it up. I wasn't trying to leave you.
Well, I mean flipping even because you had to flip into a different like thing, right?
A different browser. Oh, yeah, Chris is back, but
well, there we go. Good. Happy Friday, Chris. How are you doing?
Happy Friday. I know what I'm doing this weekend. Simplifying my setup, apparently.
Yeah, buddy.
The fact that it likes to restart itself in the middle of this song.
Yeah, I don't understand that. Maybe it just doesn't like the song or something. I don't know. It's like, I don't want to wake up. That's what it's saying.
Something like that. We'll see if I can help it not have a choice over the weekend. But yeah, happy Friday, everybody. Let's get into some updates.
Yeah,
let's get into some updates.
We've got manage permissions on line item properties. What is it? You can now restrict access to specific line item properties like name, unit price, or discount by user or team. This gives you greater control and security within your quoting and sales workflows.
Why does it matter? Until now, line items didn't support field level permissions, creating risks and operational inefficiencies for teams needing more control. With this update, you can prevent reps from editing sensitive fields like product name or unit price, give finance or RevOps teams exclusive access to key pricing data, align permissions on line items with how you already manage deals, contacts, and other records, and reduce errors and manual oversight by locking down what should stay fixed.
Nice. A lot of people liking that one. A lot of flexibility being created in line items now. Mm-hmm. So a lot more people being exposed to it. Makes sense to have permissions available. Next up, we've got test the complete install flow from your listing preview.
Yeah.
What is it? You can now test your app's complete install flow directly from the listing preview in the listing editor before submitting your app listing for review.
Why does it matter? Previously, there was no way to test the install flow from the listing preview, which could lead to install issues that only surfaced after submission. Now you can validate the full end-to-end experience, including OAuth authorization, and catch any problems early, giving your users a smoother install experience from day one. This update is available for all apps and is especially useful if you're adopting the new marketplace install flow.
Makes sense. Super helpful. Just a kind reminder, and one of the reasons I do unboxings, just because your app is plug and play and super easy to install does not mean that the HubSpot portal that it's going into is configured to allow for that to happen. So please keep that in mind. Got a couple that we've been over throughout the week, and we've got 17 today, folks. So we're going to skip over these ones. I see a new one.
This one or this one? I don't know.
Azure Synapse. If I can bring it up on my page. There we go. What is it? A native Azure Synapse.
Azure.
Thank you, George.
Yeah.
Thank you. A native Azure Synapse to Data Studio Connector. It's a team effort here, folks. That lets you connect your Azure Synapse instance to Data Studio. Bring your specified source tables into Data Studio and activate that data across HubSpot by syncing to the CRM, building segments, powering workflows, and running reports.
Why does it matter? This update removes a major blocker for customers who use Azure Synapse as their data lakehouse or warehouse. Now you can combine the data from Azure Synapse with your HubSpot CRM data for richer analytics, better segmentation, and more personalized customer experiences. Obviously, I'm not using that tool because I don't know how to pronounce it.
Well, words are hard. Like the amount of people that say Zapier versus Zapier. Anyway.
I was thinking that. You are, George, the keeper of all pronunciations.
I try.
Oh, is that where we're at? Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Who gets it? Data Hub Enterprise. And I'm excited. Next week, stay tuned. I'll be doing an unboxing of the Data Studio with the product manager from that team, Jasmine. So very excited for that.
Nice.
What do we got next? We've got Daily Spam Submission Digest, a new form notification type. What is it? We're introducing a new type of form notification, daily spam digest notifications. Instead of sending alerts in real time, this notification sends a once daily summary when spam submissions have been detected on a form. Spam submissions are automatically blocked and quarantined for review, and only become standard submissions if you choose to release them. This new notification type gives a clear view of all form activity and helps teams quickly triage spam so your CRM data stays clean.
Nice little screenshot of where you can opt into this. It looks like in the form settings. Why does it matter? Until now, spam submissions were filtered quietly in the background. That meant you might see fewer notification emails than expected. With the daily spam submission digest, you can clearly see which submissions were flagged as spam. This helps you understand what's really happening on your forms, troubleshoot issues faster, and trust that your forms and notification settings are working as expected.
Very cool.
Very cool. Next up on the list,
this is over me.
Flawless transition, as I struggled to read the last update from your screen. Active lookalike segments. It's in public beta. What is it? Keep your lookalike segments up to date as your business changes. This update allows you to automatically refresh your lookalike segments on a scheduled basis, so your lookalike segment stays aligned with your evolving business segments.
Why does it matter? Prior to this release, lookalike segments represented a point in time snapshot. If the seed segment changed, whether through new contacts being added or updates to contact properties, the lookalike segment did not update. Over time, this created drift between the original seed segment and the lookalike segment being targeted. Now, as the seed segment evolves, the lookalike evolves with it. Active lookalike segments ensure your targeting evolves as fast as your business does. This is very interesting to me.
Yeah.
Tell me more, yeah. Casey.
I mean, I'm just thinking, like, if you make a lookalike segment of your current customers and now that's active, I mean, I can't, like, even from like a lead scoring perspective, like what's in common with those, that lookalike list even, or many times the goal of a lead score is to see, we were just talking about this, the like, people who haven't yet hand raised, inferred hand raisers. That's the term we were talking about. This lookalike list of your current customers feels like maybe an opportunity to kind of start using that to identify, you know, who you might want to be nurturing and doing some of that activity for potentially.
Yes.
Yeah. Nice.
Please use the data you already have, folks, to help you build out. This seems like a great use case for that. Who gets it? Marketing Hub Enterprise. And we are joining that beta for sure. Next on the list, GCC Hi for Microsoft Outlook Sales Email Integrations.
This is very specific, by the way. This is...
Any guesses before we click into what GCC stands for?
Something to do with the government.
Oh, I was not going to go there. Okay. What is it? The U.S. Department of Defense contractors. Not sure I would ever utter that phrase on this show.
I said it's specific.
Can now integrate their Outlook GCC Hi email accounts to HubSpot. This includes personal email connections and the Office 365 add-in.
Why does this matter? If you're a Microsoft user on government cloud, you can now connect your Office 365 to HubSpot to log, track, and send emails through sequences, capabilities that weren't previously available for GCC Hi accounts. Crazy. This came up this week for me.
Nice. Perfect timing. I tell you, I think all of our offices are bugged by HubSpot.
I'm
to be honest with you.
I'm like, this is just like very wild to me that I had a call about this week.
I happen to have one of these accounts, so I'm gonna join this beta to make sure I can link HubSpot. Yeah, glad our government audience has finally gotten something, you know, just for them. We've got a major update alert, George.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Sure.
The light color theme has been improved.
Woohoo!
In public beta, major update indeed. What is it? We've made meaningful refinements to HubSpot's visual design based on feedback from customers who tried the initial release. If you haven't seen the theme yet, this is a great time to check it out. And if you have, you may notice some changes since last version. Your workflows, data, and teams are unaffected. Everything works exactly as it did before.
Why does it matter? A workspace that gets out of your way makes a real difference. This update brings better contrast, a more refined color palette, and a cleaner visual layer that reduces eye strain and cuts down on distractions, so you can stay focused on the work that actually matters.
So... Is color gonna change when I do this?
No. I don't think so. Yeah.
Like,
I'm not noticing the difference in the screenshot.
Yeah. I think, right. I like the fact that it has a lot of user interface and user experience improvements within it. And that's one of the reasons I like changing over. But when you focus on the color,
so
it's
Chris,
hard for other people to understand. That's why you might want to make this change.
So Chris, if you go up to the, close this out, go up to the Value First demo account, and now you can do switch to classic theme. See, like, and now you'll see when you switch to that theme that your things do actually change color. Oh, yours, interesting. Yours will switch to the new theme. Do that. There we go. Yeah, now see how it's the gray? Well, see, you still got this like maroon thing.
Mine, maroon.
Yeah, mine is all gray. Like, it's the gray top, the gray bottom, the gray bars when I hover over it. So if we have time, I'll show you what mine looks like at the end of the show. Because, you know, this is a major update.
Indeed. Update number 10. Amazon Redshift connection to Data Studio. What is it? A native Amazon Redshift to Data Studio connector that lets you connect to your Amazon Redshift instance to Data Studio. Bring your specified source tables into Data Studio and activate that data across HubSpot by syncing to the CRM, building segments, powering workflows, and running reports.
Why does it matter? This update removes a major blocker for customers who use Amazon Redshift as their data lakehouse or warehouse. Now you can combine the data in Amazon Redshift with your HubSpot CRM data for richer analytics, better segmentation, and more personalized customer experiences. I feel like I just read that.
Data Hub Enterprise, this one also at Smart CRM Enterprise. I guess next week I'm going to be talking about specified source tables a lot when I'm unboxing Data Studio. Let's see, since we refreshed the screen, double checking that this list did not change. Set favorite tab on mobile records. That's a new one. What is it? Mobile app users can now set a preferred default tab, about, activity, or overview for each CRM record type.
Nice.
So their chosen tab displays first when opening records. Can we do that in the desktop app?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. Why does it matter? You can now customize which tab appears first when opening CRM records on mobile, reducing the number of taps needed to access the information most relevant to your workflow. Different roles prioritize different data. Sales reps might need quick access to activity history, while account managers focus on deal details. This personalization helps you work more efficiently in the field by eliminating the extra navigation steps to reach your most used information.
Nice.
Very nice. Look forward to it coming to desktop at some point.
I was like, look at mobile going ahead of desktop. Mm. Yeah.
If that don't tell you something.
Yeah. Custom reports included in email shares with attachments.
No.
What is it? Custom reports can now be attached when you share dashboards or reports via email. This fixes an issue that previously caused custom reports to be omitted from email attachments.
Why does it matter? If you rely on scheduled or one-to-one email shares to distribute insights to stakeholders who don't log into HubSpot regularly, missing custom reports broke your workflow and made email sharing unreliable. Custom reports now behave consistently with all other report types, so your email shares are complete every time.
Nice. That's a good one. That's a good quality of life.
A new Notion integration is in private beta. Another Data Hub integration. I look forward to talking about source tables. What is it? A new two-way data sync app with Notion. This new app mirrors the comprehensive integration capabilities found in our 100-plus data sync apps, which automate the synchronization of data fields and objects across platforms, reducing manual work and ensuring data consistency. With customizable field mappings, filter settings, and real-time updates, data sync allows users to maintain up-to-date information across their business tools. Alongside two-way sync, Notion is available as a source in Data Studio, where teams can ingest Notion databases into a pre-CRM workspace to join, clean, and transform the data when, and only when, they're ready. They can activate the data set in HubSpot. Quick note, Data Studio is currently in beta and included with Data Hub Professional and Enterprise.
Why does it matter? With this data sync app, Notion and HubSpot stay aligned automatically. Changes made in either system are reflected in the other, so both tools are always up to date. It also makes moving data from Notion into HubSpot faster and painless when you're ready to migrate. With Data Studio, you can bring Notion data into your workspace to join, enrich, combine, and clean data before using it in the CRM, reports, workflows, segments, or even export it again.
Interesting.
I know some fellow Value First contributors that are going to love that one.
Yeah, I don't really use Notion, but I'm like a lot of people do. So this is kind of cool.
This is huge for sure. Next, we've got customize your HubSpot sales toolbar in Gmail.
Oh, yeah.
What is it? Customize the sales toolbar in Gmail to show only the tools you need, reducing clutter and fitting everything into a single row.
Why does it matter? You can now tailor the toolbar to fit your workflow, reducing visual distractions and improving efficiency. By showing only the tools you use regularly, you'll reduce visual clutter in your Compose window, keep all tools accessible in one row, focus on the features most relevant to your sales process.
Man, I feel like this update is only adding fuel to the fire that's happening on LinkedIn right now. So we can customize the HubSpot Gmail toolbar, but we can't customize the HubSpot menu. Oh, okay. Sounds great.
Q2, folks.
Anyway, we'll see.
It's coming.
Have you been talking to Max lately?
Well, no, it's actually, I referenced Max's name in the conversation, but yeah, it's...
He's just been yelling about it a lot lately.
Yeah. I mean, because they used the word in there, visual clutter. And for some people in your organization, there's a lot of visual clutter in that main navigation. But what's funny is you might be complaining about that, but then I go into your portal and you haven't removed the visual clutter from the right and left sidebars. I digress. Yeah.
We pick our spots for sure. I don't remember talking about this earlier this week, even though it says a couple days ago. Teams import for scalable org management. What is it? Teams import introduces bulk CSV creation of HubSpot teams, including nested team hierarchies. This solves a major gap in team management at scale. Currently, customers must create teams manually, one by one, which can take days or even weeks. The new import experience lets admins generate complete team structures in minutes.
Why does it matter? Customers have repeatedly highlighted that the inability to import or bulk create teams prevents them from modeling their organization accurately in HubSpot. Examples include customers manually creating hundreds of teams and nesting them one at a time, desire for the ability to upload existing structures, limitations with SCIM and existing user imports that do not support full team structures. This friction compounds as orgs grow, creating a scalability wall and driving operational inefficiencies.
Hundreds of teams.
Wow.
Well, if you're like a HubSpot size organization, I bet HubSpot has hundreds of teams.
Yeah. Oh, without a doubt.
So
without a doubt.
Fair.
Yeah.
Okay. Love to have them as a customer. Yeah, let's join that beta. That's where we're going. We're planning for scale here. So we're going to join this beta, check it out. And let's see, this order changed on me a little bit. So I'm just going to click this button to go back. I think we've hit
everything that's new.
Yeah. So remember, folks, you probably already own the solution you're looking for in HubSpot. Sometimes you just need to wake up to it. Join us Monday morning live at 7:30 a.m. Central, or catch us anytime on Spotify, Apple Music, or the Profoundly HubSpot Updates blog. Drop your biggest takeaway in the comments and let us know what capabilities you want to wake up to next. Until then, I'm Chris Carolyn.
I'm Casey Hawkins.
See Casey, 9 o'clock on the dot. And I'm George B. Thomas.
And this has been Wake Up Customer Platform. Now go build something amazing. Have a great day, everybody.